This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon here on Monday, January 7th, 2019. It's about 30 minutes past the hour. My guest now is Lieutenant Scott Erickson from the Juno Police Department, and we're here for our monthly check-in with the department. Welcome to the show, Lieutenant Erickson.
Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you here. You made it from the valley, Midtown Lemon Creek to downtown. The roads are starting to get pretty nasty, it looks like, out there.
Yep, the roads are starting to get really bad. The weather turned from super cold to obviously going to be windy and snowy. So we would hope that folks drive nice and safe, slow. Make sure you watch out for pedestrians and folks walking. And if you're a pedestrian, make sure you're wearing those safety gathers, light gathering articles so that people can see you from a lot further out, because the stopping distances are much harder in this fabulous weather we're having.
Definitely safety on all of our minds. And I don't know about you, but when I go walking in this kind of stuff, I love those cleats for my feet.
Yep.
Because it just takes one good spill and then you become a believer.
Yep. No, I've done that before. Yeah, having the cleats is definitely beneficial.
Good move. Anything else safety-wise on your radar right now?
No, not for weather stuff. Obviously, dressing warm, being warm outside, making sure your car windows are clear and you got good visibility all the way around.
All right. Before we got on the air, we were talking about phone scams, and I saw on your Facebook page that phone scams are a thing here in Juneau right now. Tell us a little bit about what you know about those.
We've actually gotten quite a few. There's obviously the what they call the robocalls, just random calls that people are getting, soliciting for information, trying to find out more stuff. Most recently, we had people spoofing the Juneau Police Department's phone number, calling folks and telling them, hey, you have warrants, you have other issues in your life that the police department's going to sort you out, so you need to send us money. We wouldn't call you and say, hey, you have a warrant, send us money. But we've had several people do that, and it's caused some problems for them.
I've heard they even go so far as to be able to make it look like the police department on the caller ID.
Yep, they've spoofed the caller ID, and they provide a phone number that when you call back, it sounds like a legitimate phone number in that you get a phone tree you go through and you think you're getting services like that. Double-check the number. Obviously, look it up either online or in the phone book to make sure you're calling actually 500-0600, not some other number that's out there.
Is it helpful for you all to have us report that if we receive one of those calls? Should we call you and let you know?
It's beneficial for us to know. We, depending on where it starts from, some of them start overseas, like the Nigerian scams and whatnot, and some of them could be local or other stuff. But more information we have, the better we can track it potentially. So,
and remind us the non-emergency number for the department.
It's 500-0600.
All right. So look out for those phone scams. Again, you would never call and ask for money, basically.
Yeah, we wouldn't call you up and say, hey, you have a warrant. You need to send us, you know, $2,000 to get out of your warrant. Likely we may call you to say, hey, we've got paperwork service. If you feel like you're not actually talking to an officer, it's always beneficial to go ahead and verify in those situations. But like I said, recently they have actually spoofed actually our department. So,
okay. You mentioned civilian investigators. What is that?
So we got a new program to help us kind of process how we do our work at JPD, and we have recently worked through a process developing a program for a civilian investigator. Two employees that have quasi-law enforcement experience will take on a lot of the non-criminal, quasi-criminal stuff, if that makes sense. They'll be doing a lot of the property crime investigations, following up on video surveillance and working through online reports and matters that don't necessarily require somebody to go hands-on or, you know, get arrested or have a physical fight kind of situation.
So are these people you are going to hire or already work for the department?
We've already hired two folks within our department to work in that program. This will be something we'll be rolling out in the next month or so that'll help be a point of contact for folks. potentially the phone scam folks that would call and say, hey, I was scammed. They would likely talk to an investigator of that nature.
All right. Is there anything else the community can do to get involved with that or anything we should know?
No. I think just being aware that if you call, you might have an investigator that's not necessarily a sworn law enforcement, maybe just a civilian that's working with our police department doing that.
All right. So you hired a couple civilian investigators, and how's recruitment going?
We're still hiring. We're looking for police officers, if anybody's interested, as well as dispatchers. We go through a lot of folks. Sometimes Juneau's not the most pleasant place to live. I've been here forever, and you probably have too, so we love it here. But some folks don't, and they move on to temporary time frame. But we're always looking for police officers. We're always looking for dispatchers. You can go to the JunoPolice.com or Juneau.org and look at it. My admin manager will be mad. I forgot the – it's joinjpd.org or something, I think. She usually has it. It's probably on the back of my business card, I'll bet.
Yeah. And I bet we could find it through JPD yep. Facebook as well.
Yep.
I think I've asked you this before, Lieutenant Erickson, but what drew you to law enforcement and what keeps you going? What do you like about this career?
Well, I think the biggest thing that drew me to it was being able to help people. I know people think, well, as a police officer, you don't really get to do that, but that's a big part of what we do is helping others. Even in some situations where we have to arrest somebody, sometimes that's the help or the starting point for the help that they need to either change the behavioral patterns that exist in their life or pull them out of that situation at least for that moment to get some healthy stuff in there. As our mission statement says, it takes a whole group of us. So we have a partnership with the city of Juneau, the people of Juneau. So it's not just what I do. It's working with you and other people to build that partnership to help make our community safer.
So helping people. Anything else when you meet a candidate? Anything else you pass on to them about the life of a law enforcement officer?
It's a lot of fun. It's very dynamic. There's nothing ever the same. Report writing can be, but for the most part, you're always doing something new. There's always new things. I learned quite a few years ago to not ever say, oh, it's the first time I've seen that or not the last time. Now I just accept that I'm going to see a lot of stuff sometimes that is sometimes makes your hair stand on end and sometimes not. But a lot of good things in the world too that you see as well as the bad. But it's just kind of strengthening and making Juneau a stronger, better community. We're just one part, but that is a good part. So,
if somebody does want to get involved with the Juneau Police Department, when's the next opportunity for them?
We are having testing January 25th, I believe, the end of January. So if you're interested now, it'd be a good time to put in an application. The Human Resources Department off the Juneau.org page, you can go in there, pull up an application or join jpd.com, I think it is. You can go there and they'll direct you to get the applications and the testing stuff.
All right. Lieutenant Erickson is in as part of our monthly check-in with the Juneau Police Department. Anything we're missing or anything else on the chalkboard you want to talk about?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff people may be interested in. You mentioned the Mr. Daniels thing. I don't know much about that because I work in a different section of the department, so I don't catch everything. But there's a lot of stuff out there on Facebook about what's going on in our agency, press releases, that information. Any questions, you can call the police department. We have community assigned geographic officers, so that's a good resource for folks to talk to folks out at the police department to say, hey, I live in this area. Can we have an officer come talk to us, direct resources, and kind of help bring the community closer together to alleviate any problems or things that might go on?
Thinking of neighborhood policing, anecdotally, does it feel like crimes are up or down here through the holidays and into the early part of the season? It seems like home burglaries were a big thing last year?
They are, and we still – crime rate's an interesting animal to look at, for lack of a better description. The crime rate was pretty high for quite a few years. We've seen a little bit of a decrease, but it's still very high. It's a lot higher than I'm sure most of us would really like, but it's not as bad as in some other areas, although we try not to compare ourselves per se to other jurisdictions. But we do see a lot of burglaries and other problems and things, especially around the holidays. People stealing packages off of the front porches, I've heard, has been a problem, but that's a problem everywhere, obviously.
Sure. And as you mentioned, you often post pictures of persons of interest on your Facebook page.
We do.
I know there's one right now. So people can check that out at the Juneau Police Department Facebook page. I think there's a Juneau Police Department in Maine or something, so you have to distinguish. But I found yours pretty easily.
Yeah, there's a couple of them out there. I'm sure we get spoofed like anything.
Lieutenant Erickson, thanks for coming on the show. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, sir. Just thanks for having me here.
All right. Thank you.